The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, October 7, 2022. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, verified in the province of Pinar del Río the recovery process after the passage of Hurricane Ian, which made landfall on Cuban land on the 27th in the town of La Coloma. The president met with the main political and government authorities, and the first point he analyzed was the electrical situation, which does not exceed 30%, Presidency Cuba specified of its Twitter account. Regarding the water supply, Díaz-Canel indicated looking for all possible alternatives to guarantee this service, given the lack of electricity. He affirmed that there is a potential for brigades of workers from the electricity sector, most of them in the neighboring province of Artemisa, which can reach the most affected municipalities in the coming days. That force, he said, will expedite service recovery. This is the fourth visit of the head of state to the province of Pinar del Río, the most impacted by the meteorological event that, with Category 3 on the Saffir-Simpson scale of 5, left severe damage to agriculture, housing, the electrical, and communication. The Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center in the United States reported that Cuba's VSSP cancer drug effectiveness on metastatic kidney cancer paves the way for a new treatment on such a disease. According to a collaborative effort among Roswell Park Cancer Center researchers and Cuba Center for Molecular Immunology, a new strategy was created to correct immune dysfunction in patients suffering from malignant tumors, the source said. The results from clinical and preclinical trials assured that a new immune modulator, VSSP, can be used to correct myeloid dysfunction in cancer and also provide a rationale for combining it with other immuno-oncology agents, said Jason Muchich, Ph.D., co-lead author at Roswell Park. In this way, Cuba Center for Molecular Immunology, Circe Mesa, Ph.D., says the VSSP drug is positioned as a first-in-class immunomodulator therapy to combine with other anti-tumor options. The companies Aerovadero S.A. and Maravana Cargo from Cuba and the United States will work as of today in the transportation of non-commercial cargo, thereby increasing the facilities between the two countries. By means of a contact sign on the last day of the International Transport Fair, the distances and delivery times will be shortened to final customers of non-commercial merchandise that originates in the northern nation destined for the island, in particular that sent by Cuban residents there. The president of Maravana Cargo, Alejandro Martinez, explained that they are a company that has only been created for 2 years and now focuses its possibilities on guaranteeing clients in the United States the arrival of their shipments with the greatest security, with which it becomes a facilitator for Cuban recipients. The general director of Aerovadero, Mayerín Gotera, told Prensa Latina that this type of contract allows them to expand the client portfolio in all markets based on the approval of the door-to-door delivery of family cargo packages, particularly those from the United States with significant growth in recent years. The International Transport and Logistics Fair, which concluded this Friday, was attended by other freight forwarders, suppliers, and logistics companies based in Florida or with representation in Havana, such as ASC International Crowley Maritime Corporation and APA Sky Air. And in the international agenda, we have that. Talks between the indigenous movement and the Ecuadorian government established after the historic strike occurred in June entered the final stage with results that are divided between consensus and disagreements until this Friday. 1 week from the closing of the work sessions between both sides is left, and according to Government Minister Francisco Jimenez, there are 143 agreements on different issues and about 20 points of disagreement, many of which are essential for the indigenous organizations. According to the representative of the executive, the work sessions on public and private banking, energy and natural resources, price control, security and justice, productive development, and collective rights have already concluded. Meanwhile, talks on higher education, access to health, subsidy targeting are still ongoing, and negotiations on labor will begin this Friday to complete the 10 thematic sessions. Meanwhile, today's complaints from residents in areas ravaged by Category 4 Hurricane Ian have confirmed how hard it would be for Black and poor people to access government's disaster relief assistance. Poor majority Black neighborhoods of Dunbar and River Park in Naples are forgotten as rescue and relief teams descend on the areas hit by Hurricane Ian last week. Latronia Latson, a Florida community leader, told CNN. Latson, who lives in the Dunbar neighborhood in Fort Myers, Florida, said she can't get to a relief center to get bottled water and other necessities being distributed because she doesn't have transportation. The bus system is not running in her neighborhood. Her stove and microwave also mysteriously stopped working after the hurricane, despite power being restored. Latson said the more affluent, predominantly white communities seem to be getting prioritized in the storm recovery. Vincent Keys, president of the Collier County NAACP, said residents in River Park were already more vulnerable because it is a coastal community. Some residents complained that they never even received a notification to evacuate their homes ahead of the storm, Keyes says. According to CNN, several studies have revealed that the Federal Emergency Management Agency provides less assistance to Black people facing a disaster compared to white people. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.